Dictation for Kirk, K-I-R-K, Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, December 2049. Addresses a letter to Kaylin, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, Guidman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N, 775-1640. Here, Mrs. Guidman, a follow-up for Mr. Miller. Chronic kidney disease, hypertension, prior gout. Last visit in March. Blood pressure well controlled at home. No vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. Denies gross hematuria, but previously documented blood in the urine analysis. No recent gout, trying to keep hydration. Also drinks beer. No chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, review system negative, medication list review. I will highlight lisinopril HCTC. Since paragraph today, blood pressure 118.74. Alert oriented sign 3, no respiratory distress, no gross skin mucosal abnormalities, no palpable lymph nodes, respiratory cardiovascular within normal limits, no focal deficit, no gross edema. Next paragraph. Blood pressure at home, most of the time, 110s, 120s, over 60s. Next paragraph. Chemistry is August, creatinine 1.7, which is baseline. GFR 40 stage 3, low sodium 134, a normal potassium acid base, a normal nutrition, calcium elevated 10.3, phosphorus low at 2.9, no anemia, normal white blood cell platelets. Prior PTH elevated at 90. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3, stable over time, no indication for dialysis, not symptomatic. Next paragraph. Hypertension well controlled. Next paragraph or next number. Low sodium concentration. Keep fluid intake in the low side. Next number. Patient has high calcium, low phosphorus, and high PTH. That's not the typical chemistries for PTH associated renal failure. When you see the opposite, high phosphorus and low calcium, I believe he has a component of primary hyperparathyroidism. However, at this time, it's not symptomatic, it's mild to moderate and stable, it's not affecting kidney function. There are new reports about watching over time versus early surgery not making much of a difference. Patient feels comfortable about that. We will monitor over time, come back in 6 months.